Grammy-winning group is considered one of the most successful R&B groups of all time, selling an estimated, get this, 60 million records. They have dominated the charts with their classic Motown hits, and now the boys are back. We're so thrilled to be joined by Boyz II Men today as they unveil their brand new album, Motown, A Journey Through Hitsville, USA. Thanks so much for being here.
Good to be here. Yes, it is.
So the album is, it sounds fantastic. Tell me about it, because it's the classic. Why did you guys decide to do that?
Well, it was an idea that came to our management by a group of guys who were thinking about doing something like this. Dave Simone and a couple of other people. They actually came to management and said, you know, would the guys be interested in? When they came to us with the idea, we were like, oh, this sounds like something that would be very, very interesting to do. Kind of nostalgic because we started off on Motown. So, you know, now being back on Universal after taking a hiatus from record labels for a minute and being independent, we came back to Universal and now we're doing Motown songs, so it's like a full circle type thing.
It's great that you got, because you've been 2 decades in the business, so you have the ability to say, now's not the time.
Yeah, we can wait.
And how have you guys, you know, stayed together, and they seem to get along, but are you really behind the scenes?
Absolutely, we get along. I mean, just like any brotherhood, any family type oriented situation, you know, we have our ups and downs, we have our problems, you know, our little, you know, idiosyncrasies that we, you know, kind of like shun off, oh, this guy's just bugging right now. But in all actuality, you know, we love each other. We're brothers. And the beautiful thing about it is music made us love each other. And as long as music is here, it's as long as we're going to be here with each other.
Yeah, it's based on real things. It's not about, we weren't a contrived group. We weren't a group that was made by some manager guy that thought of putting together a bunch of dudes to sing harmony. We put ourselves together. And it's just like Wanya said, it's the music and the love of music that we mutually have. And that's the tie that binds.
Right. And I have to ask, because you're working with Randy Jackson of American Idol fame, is also a Grammy-winning producer. What was that like?
Well, it was a great experience for all of us. I mean, we've known Randy for years, but we've never really had a chance to work with him in this type of fashion. And when we came up with the idea for the album, we weren't sure how we were going to produce the actual music side of it. But we came up with an idea to produce it all live instruments, which was a great thing for us. And the list of producers that we had kind of got narrowed down when we went in that direction, and Randy was the one who seemed to best fit the bill for what we were trying to do. And he's just a great guy, man. I mean, he's a good dude. He's very insightful. He's very honest. And he's one of those guys that you can bounce a lot of ideas off, and he's going to give you his honest opinion. Mm-hmm. It was just a great, relaxed atmosphere. There was nothing rushed. We didn't have to, you know, we didn't have our backs up against the wall for time or whatever. We just went in, tried to fall into the characters of the songs that we were singing, and it was just a great atmosphere all together.
Yep. And it comes through on the album. And you know, I can't let you go without asking for a little sample.
We're going to give you a little sample. We actually redid one of our own songs on the album, End of the Road. We did it a cappella with our good friend Brian McKnight. He helped us out on the production on that part. So we're going to give you just a little snippet.
Such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much. Definitely.
Mercy, mercy, mercy me. All things in what they use.